WEEX.com.
Who knew fall would turn into winter just like that? East Coast, what a snowstorm. Travel nightmares, still people are unraveling all of those. Whether it's trains, planes, or even automobiles. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, this show, America Tonight, as we kick off your week. It would be rough to be stranded in the airport. It'd be nice, though, at Hartford, there's such great people trying to get cots to anybody that they could. So at least you'd have a place to stretch out. Crazy, because so many planes ended up in Hartford, Connecticut. And the reason why is because you had flights from Boston to New York, et cetera, that had to be diverted to that airport because there was problems with a runway at JFK. The JetBlue plane that was trying to land there didn't have enough fuel to continue circling around forever and a day, so they had to go to Connecticut. Unfortunately, for those particular people, they were stuck on that plane for 9 hours. They needed a tow desperately to the terminal, but they couldn't get it. And it was just one of those things. You had 17 flights, 17 diverted to Connecticut. Whether it was JFK, Newark, those were the flights that all ended up in the adjoining state. And unfortunately, they did whatever they could for those people. But it's not funny when you're on that plane. And I can't imagine, I certainly have been stuck on planes for a long time, but nowhere near the amount of time that we're talking about, where you're 9 hours, you're overnight, you have no food, no drink. And it's really the drink, if anything. You have no water to drink, no soda, no anything to wash anything down. And you can't use the bathrooms because they're toast. They're toast. So, snow everywhere, as far as the eye could see, just an onslaught of the stuff. You know, we're talking about snow burying people, New Jersey and New York, 15.5 inches in places like West Milford, New Jersey. You had 12 inches in Harriman, New York, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, throw that in. They had 9 inches. Boy, you start to get up, though, into the New England states, 31 inches in some places. That is crazy. Yes, they know about snow. Yes, they know about digging out of snow. But that's a lot. And the big thing certainly was the fact that there were these reports that they could have some snow. But I don't think anyone expected the damage to be done that was done in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and Massachusetts because of the power outages and all that stuff. And the fact that I said trains, planes, and automobiles, and it really was that, you had traffic snarls, traffic accidents that were deadly for some people on roads like 95. You had trains that were shut down. And, of course, I just kind of painted some broad strokes on what happened with all the flights, 17 of them being diverted into Connecticut. So one stranded person knew what that felt like and spoke for a bunch, I think, of people and how they felt. This is Elisa Beer.
I was actually driving yesterday to meet some friends, and around noon it was like lightly raining, and then suddenly it started snowing, and then 2 hours later it was like 3 inches on the ground.
Yep, 3 inches on the ground that led to so much more, including all those power outages. 1.9 million customers without power Sunday in Pennsylvania, over 600,000 in Massachusetts, 500,000 in New Jersey. In Connecticut, the worst they've ever seen. Governor Malloy knew what that was like.
Some people could be without power for as much as a week.
Yeah, as much as a week. If you're talking about the number that I just said, 800,000, of course, you can't get to all those power lines fast enough. Somebody who knows all about big snowstorms, Sam in Montreal. He's our leadoff man here on America Tonight. Hey, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How much is the most snow that you've ever been in?
I remember about 40 years ago, I was a little boy, about 11, 12 years old, 41 inches.
41 inches?
Yep.
Ooh, did you have power?
We lost it for, I remember we lost it for like a few hours. But, when, you know, being an 11-year-old kid, school was shut down for 2 days, so I was like in my element. And I remember my father, God rest his soul, had trouble getting home from work, and he was an office manager of a cemetery. So the workers who were there, the cemetery manager's wife put them all up, and because they couldn't go home. I mean, the city was virtually at a standstill. The only way you could travel was by Ski-Doo. And, you know, that's how, you know, for a city of Montreal, just, to, you know, we're so used to snowstorms. Something like that. I mean, it was like, I mean, something like that. Just, it's the only way you could travel was by Ski-Doo. You know, it was, you know, a really a big thing. The Canadiens game was canceled. And, well, one thing that did happen, that was the day Prime Minister Trudeau got married. So, you know, that was the only good thing that that was the only thing that came out of it, you know. So
41 inches, that's incredible.
Yeah, but being an 11-year-old little boy missing school for 2 days.
You loved it.
Oh, big time. And FYI, I know all the people in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are going to hate this. We didn't get a drop of snow. It went to the Atlantic provinces.
That's not fair.
Don't blame me.
Okay. Canadians, you always win. You always win.
Not quite. One thing. I know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What one of the teams did in the Western Canada Junior Hockey League to make awareness about breast cancer, the Regina Pats, your buddy from Saskatchewan will most likely be calling, what they did for their home game Friday night is they painted the, is they put a layer of pink on top of the ice just to make people aware of breast cancer.
Oh, that's great.
It was something different. Around here, CFL referees, they wore pink laces. They used pink flags, and everyone else wore pink tape. And even some of the, like I said, I refereed kiddies football, and some of the organizations were, you know, using pink towels and pink tape. And, I mean, unfortunately, our referees association didn't know anything. So what we're going to do at our annual general meeting, we're going to talk to the provincial association. If for breast cancer awareness, do what they, what some associations have done, either maybe pink belts or pink whistles, you know, something like that, you know, for breast cancer awareness. So, just to let you know, yeah, we care up here too.
Yeah, that's good. I love it. Yep. Yeah,
you know. Oh, by the way, I'm calling you an honorary Montreal Alouette fan. Next week, they win, they host the Eastern Final. They lose, they host the Eastern Semifinal. So next week is the last week of regular season in the Canadian Football League.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's a big deal.
Oh, you know it. You know it. You know it. Let's get political for 1 second. I spoke to our favorite rabbinical, plays hockey once a week, rabbi.
And what did he say?
Okay, he's basically, I said, okay, how do you feel about what happened to Gaddafi? He go, you know, they're still worried about what's going on. Needless to say, but they're not as worried because, well, at least he's not as worried. Okay, I know. Okay, I'll talk to you about another time because I know you got to go to commercial.
All right, and so for everybody that was listening to Sam, he's got a nephew who is a rabbi in Israel, and of course we've been talking a lot about what's going on with Israel with the explosions happening in the Middle East, the big transition governments and whatnot, and what does that mean for Israel? And we'll be talking about that for a long time. War of Words next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Of words, as we turn to things that happened over the weekend, especially with politics, businessman Herman Cain and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney are in a tie for the most support among Republicans in Iowa. That's where the presidential nomination contest really starts, January 3rd. The Iowa poll was put on by the local newspaper, well, the biggest newspaper in Iowa, the Des Moines Register, and Cain had 23% of likely caucus participants, Romney 22. If you dump down from there, Texas Governor Rick Perry was way down. He had support from about 7% of caucus goers. Ron Paul, though, of Texas had 12%. You know, Ron Paul, for my money, I'm sorry, one thing I'd say about him is whatever he says, he sticks to it. He really does. He sticks to whatever values he throws out there. Here's what I think about. I always bring the Federal Reserve into it because he wants to ditch the Federal Reserve, at least audit it. I say bravo to that. And then he talked about pulling away troops from all foreign lands because we can't afford it. And so why are we there when we can't afford it? And it's hurting us in all kinds of areas, but particularly when it comes to money. So Ron Paul was asked about a third party run if he's not nominated. And imagine if there was a third party, because, you know, I'm always pushing about the third party. Would he do it? He was asked about it. He was a guest on one of the Sunday shows on the CNN show, and he said he had no intention to do that because he said nobody's really asked me, and they know what I'm doing. I have no plans to do it. He says a third party run might not be as disastrous for his campaign as he thought. I don't think it would be doom, but I think it would cause a bit of a problem. And I know what he means. Of course, it would cause a bit of a problem for the Republicans because of the votes that he would take away. So what does that mean? If he's saying the exact quote is, I have no intention of doing it. Nobody's asked me to do it, but then says it might not be as disastrous for his campaign. Might be a hint that he doesn't get the Republican nod, so he says, well, I'll take the third party route. That would definitely create, if nothing else, a war of words. Here's what Ron Paul had to say about how we can't get out of debt by accumulating more. This is why I like him. This makes sense. This should have been happening all along.
Other candidates talk about cutting the baseline increases 5 and 10 years out. And this is why there's no reassurance going to the economy. Nobody believes it's going to do any good. So I believe, obviously, very sincerely, that you can't get out of a debt problem by accumulating more debt.
Of course. It's very easy to see that. It's like any of us when we have debt, when we have bills, what goes in, what comes out. You know when the piles aren't even, but this is an old story. We know this. He said this for a long time. He's dead on right. This also puts him in the crosshairs of a lot of people, though, so that would qualify for another war of words for sure, but he knows that. Then you go to Herman Cain. Herman Cain, boy, he's in some hot water, maybe. Here, he actually talks about connecting with the people.
I believe that I'm doing so well because I'm connecting with the people.
But will he connect with the people when more is flushed out about these accusations of sexual harassment? Here's the scoop on that. Politico broke a story that he was the subject of complaints of inappropriate behavior. There were two women who came forward when he was running the National Restaurant Association during the 90s. The complaints were resolved. How were they resolved? Through five figures in cash payments to both of the women. He was the head of this association, a lobbying deal, from 1996 to 1999. So whenever you're in a position like Herman Cain, who he says is connecting with the people, there's people that are going to try to take your legs out. They're going to dig up everything they can about you, and it's people all over the place. People in your own party, people in the other party, people who don't want to see you do well. And any enemy that could possibly hit you, they'll try to come up with stuff. So I usually have a philosophy where there's smoke, there's fire, if there's enough of the smoke. Sometimes. It just depends on the situation. Why would they pay them five figures, get them out of the way? That's what you're thinking. The women complained of sexually suggestive behavior. It made them angry. It made them uncomfortable. Now, there was a report that what happened was somebody was fired, is what they're saying, that he fired somebody, and the woman then right away screamed sexual misconduct or harassment, and that's they paid them off. So do you believe that? Do you think there's more there? Do you think it hurts his chances at all? It definitely creates a war of words, there's no question, because there are going to be a lot of people that now will absolutely try to take him down connected to this. But there have been other people who have been right in the crosshairs, if you know what I mean. Think of Clarence Thomas when he was running. Remember? Remember what happened with him? Remember the charges, sexual harassment? That went away. He was confirmed. Now, that was the Supreme Court justice. This is to grab the nomination on the Republican side of things to be in a race against the incumbent president for the position of becoming the next president at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So trying to unseat the current guy, he could have problems with this. I think there's probably some problems that Cain will run into for sure because of it. And will these, you know, people are trying to dig this up now. Will there be some people who come forward to talk about it? He won't. The campaign itself isn't addressing anything with it. They're not addressing it. They're just saying that he fired a woman, and that's what they're talking about, that it probably is because of that. And this was a pretty big trade group it had a little bit of power. Not when he first got it, it didn't, but then it became a bigger lobbying organization. He hired lobbyists, and he was pretty public. He took a big role in pushing for the restaurant industry than the guy before him, so he built it up a little bit more. And he started to actually get some attention after that. So I'd say he's got some splaining to do. Someone's going to have to come out and say more than that, because I don't think this story is going to go away, especially since really it just broke and the full force of the story hasn't come out yet at this point. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I guess you'd be feeling pretty good after tonight, huh?
Yeah, but that wasn't much of a victory. It was a hollow victory because it wasn't even fun to watch. Philly stomped Dallas 34-7 in the NFL Sunday night game.
I know you think I'm full of conspiracies, Kate, but, you know, before the season even started, they knew that Andy Reid was 12-0 after 5 weeks, right? So why not have the Cowboys go to Philadelphia, you know, on the, after a 5 week? And, I mean, this is what happens when you're on. I call this a Jerry loss. This is what happens when the league hates your owner. You know, they're not going to give you any tilt on the schedule. And you look at it and you go, well, why are the Cowboys and the Giants having to go to New England and the Jets, the best two teams in the AFC East, okay? And yet they get that Philly gets them at home. You know, they're pandering your schedule. And they love Michael Vick. Everybody loves the dog killer. You know, he's so popular that they've got to have him up there to sell tickets for him. So, you know, it's okay because I've got this feeling that we're going to eliminate you at the end of the year. And I'm going to be sitting back laughing going, oh, yeah, remember on New Year's or on Halloween? Yeah.
You are bitter. You are bitter, Mr. Don. Come on now. There's no conspiracy with that. People, and you know what? People like Jerry in the league because he makes some money. The owners like him.
Well, not when he screwed them $600 million a few years back for that Coca-Cola deal, you know, but it was 300, excuse me. But anyway, though, enough, you know, I'm not trying to defend the Cowboys. They stunk it up, you know. But I'm sick and tired of hearing how this dream team's going to do this. That 2-4 record was their record. You'll see if the season goes on. So, and if it gets hurt, your season's over. I can tell you that right now. So, just like last year when Romo got hurt, it was over for Dallas. They have no backup for him.
Wah, 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 wah. What happened to that defense? Rob Ryan defense, trash-talking Philly. He got some bad karma going his way. That's what happened, my friend, in Wyoming.
Yeah, so we'll see. Like I said, we're going to eliminate you at the end of the year. So.
Will I make a bet on that? I'd take that bet and double that. Come on now. You better think about it. Oh, that was perfect. Don, thanks. That was perfect. He fit into our war of words. He, you know, who knew he was going to try to trash talk me about Philly after Dallas looked like a peewee team and Philadelphia didn't have to do much to rout them. Come on now. Mailbox next.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Well, party, and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Spend money, about to lose your home.
So if you've never listened to America Tonight, you're tuning in for the first time. Thanks. Here's the thing. Sometimes you can't get through on the phone lines. We don't have power outages exactly, but a lot of you are in the third shift. You're working, and you're not going to hit the phone lines. And then you're driving, so I'm not advising you to necessarily drive and call us, unless you have one of those built-in whatchamacallits. Like I have a friend that's got a Acura. One of those Acura SUVs.
It's a sync system.
It's a sync system. Thank you. And the sync system is pretty cool. I have to say that. I think you have to be in an upscale car, though. I have a friend who has an Acura SUV. Boom. Just talking out into the air, and I realized, ooh, that's hooked up to the phone. And then the same thing. Somebody else I knew had a BMW, and the paddles on the steering wheel, boom, you were hooked in to your BlackBerry all of a sudden, and you could get, call up any phone numbers or any of that kind of stuff. That's pretty good. I like that. But for the rest of you, if you're sitting there with your flip phone and you're on the black ice, please don't feel like you have to call me when you hear something. You're just dying to jump in on the war of words and what's going to happen with Herman Cain and what's going to happen with Ron Paul. Will he spin off into a third party and really infuriate his Republican friends or, you know, any of that kind of stuff? Because you can shoot me an email when you get home. And a lot of you did that over the weekend, in fact. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to send me an email, it's americatonight.net. That's the website. I know, somebody had .com, so .net. Click on it. Poof, you're in on the email. It's easy. Drop down and then let your thoughts fly. And trust me, a lot of you let your thoughts fly. Most of the time, pretty complimentary, or you throw in like Priscilla did, which was a great email I got. So often I've said on this show, hey, if you have a, I'm looking for a pound cake recipe. She heard me say that. She sent in her recipe. Darn if I didn't make it. I'm serious. And it was incredible. There was stuff in this pound cake that I didn't know that you really put in, like strawberries, cream cheese, and once you taste it, it was like heaven. I think it's the best pound cake that I've ever had, and she claimed it was going to be, and I think I found it, so I don't need any more recipes for pound cakes. But we did get some interesting other fare, like this from Dale Summers, who says, hey, America, tonight I've been listening to what you're saying about Libya, and I have to say, it's pretty scary to me. Not a fan of Gaddafi's. Obviously, he was a thug, brought down that Pan Am flight, and who knows what atrocities he did to his people. So I'm not suggesting that he should have stayed in power. However, now you have Islamic law, and the people in that country want to live that way. And ultimately, what does that do for a relationship with the United States? Touche, my point exactly. The concern in the Middle East to me for all of those countries is now who's in place. If I were Israel, I'd be very worried about that, because if you have Egypt forever and a day with the same guy in charge, Mubarak, and then you have Libya with Gaddafi, and you have the same people in play, they weren't messing around with Israel. And, you know, Iran is a wild card with Ahmadinejad, who denies the Holocaust and everything else and couldn't wait to tear up Israel. If he could bomb Israel today, I think he would probably do it. So they got to be a little bit tentative about what's happening around them, I would think. And looking at the Middle East and the significance of the Middle East plays in, of course, the hornet's nest of terrorism in these pocket areas all over the place, that just doesn't bode well. Doesn't bode well at all. You think we're really going to have some great relationship with whoever it is in place in Libya? I'm going to say dicey. Dicey at best. All right, we move on to this one from Stormin Norman McMahon. Stormin Norman, man, that's interesting, because there's another Stormin Norman that sometimes emails us, and there's a Dennis McMahon that emails us, but I think this is a totally different person. Stormin Norman says this, Kate, have you been paying attention to the NFL? Of course I know you're paying attention to the NFL. I happen to catch your nail the score thing. If you remember, I sent in a guess last week. I was way off. You would think it'd be easy to try to pick out the score, but as you often air the disclaimer, it's not as easy as it looks. It's like playing the lottery. Boy, were you right. I'm just curious. You always talk about the supercomputer. How big is that computer? And how nice of the folks at GCN to have a supercomputer for your show. Oh, yeah. Sparing no expense whatsoever. Yep. It's a heavy thing that they have to really pull out of the big closet that they've got, that big broom closet they have up in the mothership. But sure, it's a good computer, and it picks out the game of the week. Sometimes the game of the week, though, doesn't really turn out to be the game of the week. This time around it was. Speaking of that, if you missed anything in the NFL, we're doing our NFL re-rack coming up in our next segment. And boy, it's a strange season to say the least. Those you think would get pounded to the ground don't. And sometimes vice versa. It was a weird Sunday night football game, to say the least. There's a little trick for Eagles fans and not a big treat for Cowboy fans. But we'll get to that in another 10, 15 minutes here. This one's from Stacy Sy, who says, Kate, have you been paying attention to this snowstorm? It's a nightmare. Nightmare, nightmare. Lucky for me, I have power. But just down the street from me, They don't have power. I live in northern New Jersey, and I've never seen anything like it. I don't think in my lifetime, and I'm 29 years old, we've ever had snow this early. What gives? Mother Nature must hate us in the Northeast. We've had such a rough year weather-wise. Yeah, that's true. The hurricane slash tropical storm, really, Irene, up in that area, and some of the flooding last, if you go back to last year, actually. Well, no, if you go back into the beginning of the, of 2011, there were some terrible snowstorms in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. And now here we go again. And truly, it's surprising when you have that kind of snow in October. Now, if you're in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, all that kind of stuff, that you know that that's maybe a possibility. And in parts of the Midwest, maybe a possibility. In fact, Matt Johnson, if he hasn't run off to get a Coke, we'll ask him. Matt, do you remember in your short lifetime the earliest that you've ever gotten snow in Minneapolis?
This is actually the 10-year anniversary of the great Halloween blizzard of 91. When I don't... God, what was it that we got? I can't remember how many inches of snow we got. It was a ridiculous amount. I remember trick-or-treating with boots on, walking through piles of snow. It was ridiculous. I don't know if that's the earliest ever got snow, but it was definitely the biggest snowstorm that early.
Yeah, wow. And see, you could enjoy it because you were young enough that it was fun for you because you must have had some days off of school. And in Minnesota, they don't cancel school unless it is really, truly unbelievable.
Right, and I think we, man, I don't know if we what day it was on either, so I don't know if we had school canceled the next day, but trick-or-treating did not get canceled because I remember going out and doing it, and that was in the process of the snow coming out, and I think we got, I just looked it up here real quick, and it said we got 30 inches.
Woo!
So, that's quite
a
bit.
Yeah, you could build a few igloos with that, and definitely be doing some sledding and some cross-country skiing, too, I think.
Yeah, and but trick-or-treating is still on.
I love it. And see, that shows you the hardiness of the Midwest, what Matt was just saying there. They don't cancel trick-or-treating. Are you kidding? If we have to walk over huge mountains of snow, we're going to get to your front door, we're going to bang on that door, and you're going to open it because we're going to be dressed in some kind of costume, and we're going to get that candy. In Connecticut, they're talking about, no, let's not have trick-or-treating because we got 250 schools closed. We got this power situation. Forget it. No trick-or-treating. There's not going to be lights on. In parts of New Jersey, same thing. No trick-or-treating. And if you have trick-or-treating's at night, you know, when the sun's down and it's 6 o'clock or whatever time it is, probably 6 is when they start to go out. So if there's no lights on the streets, it would be kind of dangerous. It would be dangerous. Not kind of. It would be dangerous. If there's no power, you're not going to be able to see what you're doing. You're going to have, what, flashlight trick-or-treating? I bet you some people still try to do it. So if people had candy, maybe enter at your own risk. If you can get to my front door, there's a bowl of candy. It's an honor system. Reach in and grab what you can. It would be pretty rough. That's a bummer. Because when you're a kid, as much as they love the snow, and now these schools are canceled, they like Halloween, too. Kids love Halloween. The whole idea of dressing up, dressing like somebody else, and doing the trick-or-treating thing. When you're a kid, it's the best. Running around with those pillow sacks, filling them up with candy or whatever they do now, because a lot of, unfortunately, the way the world operates, there are a lot of places, malls, etc., where kids go and trick-or-treat instead because they're worried about going to the various neighborhoods. But I still stand for the old-fashioned Halloweens and that trust factor, at least in your own neighborhood. I love it when kids come to the door. But no power, yeah, that might be a little tough. What would you do? Put the floodlights on, the emergency generator, and I bet you there's some people that would still do it. They would still figure out a way to get candy to the kids. Or maybe they just make it another day. Pretend it's Halloween next week. Eh, that doesn't work. They have to boot it to next year if they can't do it. All right, we're booting to the next segment. We're talking football here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Feely in the shotgun, one to the right, two to the left. Steven Jackson stands alongside. Jackson gets the ball, goes in untouched. Wow, this is unbelievable. That's a 3-yard touchdown run. And it's hard to determine which is the team that came into this game with a 5-2 record and which came in winless, because right now it looks like these two teams have swapped jerseys.
Manning back to throw, over the middle, completion to the 10, that's Victor Cruz, and he spins off, and into the end zone for a touchdown! Wow! He just kept his feet churning.
Back to pass on third and one. Fitzpatrick looking, going end zone. Man is wide open. It's a touchdown. Scott Chandler, his second touchdown of the game, beating London Fletcher. London in no man's land in the end zone. Chandler was wide open, and it's a Buffalo touchdown.
That's two touchdowns, London today.
I mean, I don't know why they have me playing safety.
Pressure on him. Kim sets, throws, pass is going to be intercepted at the goal line, and look out. Up the sideline, this is going to be Chris Houston. Houston being chased by Tebow. Tebow will not get him. Houston with a 101 touchdown return of the interception.
He's back. He steps up. He waits. He waits.
He's back.
Lines up as a tight end on the right, slides a fullback. Here's second and goal in play action. Schaub looking back to his left now, wants to run, and he's going to walk into the end zone for a Houston touchdown.
McAfee to punt. Blocked!
It's been recovered by the Titans in the end zone for a touchdown. I believe it's McCourty that came up with it. It is.
Yeah, it was that kind of week. Absolutely. In the NFL, you know, our game of the week, Nail the Score, which if you've never participated, ton of fun, seriously. Three segments, that's it. If you can't call in, you can email us only during that time period. It's Friday morning, our third hour. Our Nail the Score game was the Pittsburgh Patriot game. The Pittsburgh Steelers knocked off the Patriots 25-17. It's interesting because Jose in Kentucky had the Patriots 24-17. Of course, that wouldn't work. There was a couple of people that said Pittsburgh, but they didn't have the right guess. Like Joe in Kentucky said Pittsburgh 24-20, for example. Dan in Texas said Pittsburgh 27-24. So nobody nailed the score. You have to hit it on the head. And a few people did say Pittsburgh. That was a big win for Pittsburgh. To be sure, and they really had the Patriots number most of the game, and they were able to close the door on the Patriots. There was no last-minute Tom Brady heroics. There wasn't enough time, really. So that was the good thing. They got a few downs that they needed at the tail end of the game so they could wind that clock down. There were a few scares on the Halloween Eve Sunday, including, and you heard the highlights there, the Giants get by Miami. Miami was leading that game, and the Giants looked terrible. There were drop passes, mistakes all over the place. It seemed like they were never getting anything going, and at the right time they did at the very tail end of the game. So the numbers, that's what's so fascinating to me about any sports, of course. When you just look at a box score, you were out, you were doing something, you saw just a little bit of the games, you saw one game. So you go and you look at the box score and you see these gaudy numbers and you think, wow, look at how this turned out. But it doesn't tell the story of the game where it looked like the Dolphins, who are now 0-7, were going to pick up this big win in New York over the Giants. They didn't do it. Same thing with Carolina. Cam Newton looked good. Carolina looked good. Minnesota prevailed at the end. So they get the win on the board, 24-21. There were a couple of other games that came out that way too. Baltimore and Arizona. If you tuned into the first couple quarters of this, you're like, wow, this is huge. Arizona, this is going to be a big win for them, you know, over the Ravens. And the Ravens came back at the right time. The right things happened with the clock. And they ended up winning as well. I guess that's why for people who gamble on the game, they call it gambling. Because there's no sure bet. There's no sure bet among these teams. There were a couple that you figured, okay, they probably will bag this, like Buffalo. If you saw Buffalo going up against Washington, I think that you'd be smart to think that Buffalo at home against Washington would win the game. But would they bagel them 23-0? Denver has Tim Tebow now at the helm, and they didn't look any better. Detroit took care of business. 45-10? It's crazy. Matt, you're a huge NFL fan, and of course you play fantasy football. Do you think fantasy football is harder this season, or no?
There's definitely been a kind of a more just randomness, I guess, where you have people like Chris Johnson, who's been just the number one or two guy every year the last three seasons, and he can't do anything this year. And then you have a person like who is it? I don't know, like a Torrey Smith, who blows up for one game and has three touchdowns and doesn't do anything. There's just been I feel like there's been more uncertainty, I guess, when you're playing quarterbacks and your running backs. Just the randomness of players going up and down. I have Drew Brees, and I mean, I figured he'd get probably 20, 30 points this week just because he's playing St. Louis.
Hardly.
They didn't do anything.
Terrible.
So, and that happens every year, too. But I think this year there's been even more variety and parity than there has been in the past.
Yeah, I agree. And part of that maybe because the uncertainty of the NFL, there was a training camp, but there wasn't the mini camps. a lot of things got done at the last second. I mean, who knows if that played into it, but it's been a very strange season. So, of course, there's the old saying, any given Sunday, but it really has come true this season. Any given Sunday is any possibility could happen. All right, we'd be remiss not to say this because of the last time we met on the air. The World Series is gone and over with. In fact, the parade and all the celebrating in St. Louis has already happened. It was a big day of celebrating for St. Louis in a lot of ways. St. Louis Rams with their big win. But the St. Louis Cardinals beat Texas in that final game 7 to win the World Series over the Rangers 6-2 off of a crazy game 6. It seemed as though the destiny was for the Texas Rangers, but boy, the Cardinals showed them, and it was a crazy end to a wild ride for the Cardinals, who barely got into the playoffs. They backed into the playoffs by, on the final day, beating, throttling Houston, and waiting for the Phillies, who then they went on to beat, waiting for the Phillies to knock off Atlanta, and that got them in to the playoffs. So who knew? It led to a sea of red in downtown St. Louis on Sunday, honoring the World Series champions, the Cardinals. And you got one of the best players in baseball, Albert Pujols, who might not be with the team again. People were screaming for him. He wants a certain kind of contract. He wants the biggest contract in baseball. And St. Louis doesn't pay that kind of money. He's a free agent for the first time. And will a mid-market team like the Cardinals be able to give him a long-term contract? He turns 32 before next season. He has great career numbers, of course, almost five. He's at 455 homers. His average is great, 328. I mean, he's a great player, no question. But will they want to pay that money? How about this for St. Louis? I mean, just crazy. We have a round of applause for the Cardinals. Woohoo! That's me after 5 hour energy. Go! It was crazy. The parade ended inside Busch Stadium. There was a sold out crowd celebrating, a big rally. Good for them. They played terrific. They played terrific in the series. And what a better story than a hometown hero guy, David Freese. He was the most valuable player in the NL Championship Series and the World Series. He was a Ranger killer. So the Texas Rangers go to the World Series 2 years in a row, come away without a win, ran into a red-hot Giants team the year before, and then now this disappointment with the St. Louis Cardinals. Ooh, it's pretty hard to get back to the World Series for a third time, but they're going to count on positive reinforcements. And they're going to keep saying to themselves, we can do it. Third time is the charm. They're going to come up. I know it. This is like politicians. They got to come up with a slogan. They got to come up with some kind of slogan and just keep using that all season long. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. Send them to me. AmericaTonight.net.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.